fascinating by-election. Two by-elections. We've got Copeland, we've got Stoke Central coming up on Thursday. I'm in Stoke today. I'm in the Potteries. I'm at the Dodson Museum. And, well, the city put itself back on the map last June when it was dubbed the Brexit capital of Britain after nearly 70% of the electorate here voted to get out. And today we're going to talk about the by-election on Thursday. Now, it was triggered by the resignation of the Labour MP, Tristram Hunt, of High Flyer. In the Labour Party prior to Jeremy Corbyn, didn't quite fit under Corbyn, and Corbyn's face didn't quite fit with him. He's taken up a post at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. Traditionally, this is traditionally a Labour seat since the 1950s, but of course, Labour under pressure from UKIP leader Paul Nuttall, who's been under a bit of pressure himself in recent days. Emma Thomas is here, BBC Radio Stoke's political reporter. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Nikki. Hello.
Right, well, as I say, we're going to be speaking to the candidates from Labour, UKIP, Lib Dems and the Conservatives. Unfortunately, the Green Party candidate, Adam Colclough, can't take part in today's hustings due to work commitments, but we'll hear a pre-recorded interview we did with him yesterday. So talk us through the other five candidates.
Yeah, we had 10. There was a late flurry in the end, ended up with 10. So if I start with the Monster Raven Loony Party, which seems a fairly good place to start, a full name, the incredible first name, Flying Brick surname. Mm-hmm. I'm told his real name is Nick. So he calls himself the Minister for the Abolition of Gravity. One of my favourite policies of his is he wants to turn the whole city of Stoke-on-Trent into a theme park. So you get the idea of how seriously he takes the by-election. A little bit of fun for him. If you move on to the BNP, we've got David Furness, the party's press officer, who's taken a liking to entering for whatever election he can. It was London Mayor last year. Now, he wants to go one step further than President Trump. He wants an absolute ban on all immigration into the UK, regardless of what country you're from. He wants to see that happen immediately. If we move on, Christian People's Alliance, this is Godfrey Davis. It's the only faith party in the by-election. He's a retired Navy officer. For him, it's all about taking guidance from the Bible on how to run a country. Barbara Fielding, she's an independent on the paperwork, but she actually runs a party known as Abolish Magna Carta, Reinstate Monarchy. She wants an all-powerful monarch. She's a 78-year-old housewife, and some of her policies are quite interesting. She wants to abolish sex education. She wants Winston Churchill to go on trial for war crimes, just some of them. And there's a 10th, Mohammed Akram. I haven't managed to track him down. He's been quite elusive during the campaign. But his name's on the ballot paper.
It's going to be pretty close, the pundits reckon.
I would say so. When it first was called, it's Labour's seat to lose. I've had it 66 years. And at first I was
thinking... They used to count the votes. They used to weigh the votes, didn't they?
And we've had some scandals in recent elections here with ballot papers being lost, things like that. But look at this. At first it seems it's UKIP's to lose. Parts of the constituency, some of the wards, 87% voted leave. So you can see why it's an attractive proposition for Paul Nuttall and his party. But we've had so many scandals over the last few weeks with different candidates, in particular Paul Nuttall and Hillsborough, and where he said he wasn't living where he wasn't. Labour have had scandals about their Twitter account, the candidate, his own party leader, he's criticised. The one candidate who's kept himself quite squeaky clean, really, is the Conservative, Jack Breton. And we had a visit from the Prime Minister yesterday. So odds for Conservatives have actually been slashed from 25-1 to 8-1. As you heard in the Vox, people there are divided. There is, I suppose, the chance that if people are leaning towards Conservative, that might steal away voters that could potentially be UKIP voters, could leave it with a Labour hold. That could happen. If you ask me to predict it, I've been trying to do it for 5 weeks, and I don't think I yet quite want to commit to an exact answer.
Can you predict it?
Can I predict it?
You don't want to commit to an exact answer. Emma, thank you very much indeed. As Emma Thomas, BBC Radio Stoke's political reporter, you're with Five Live Breakfast.